في يوم إذ جيت الدهاف على الخاس جيت 78 عمر رف خيس we're going to start on 78p towards the very end of the daf and Rav Chisa taught get the yada let's say you put the get into her hand in the shiva the yada and there's a string attached to the get which is in his hand so when yachol not go then if under these circumstances if he's able to pull the string in order to take the get from her hand lahavi and so to bring the get back then ainim mugarashis and under these circumstances she's not going to be divorced. So then lav, otherwise mugarashis. If he can't do this, then she's going to be divorced. According to the Rambam, that when a person when the husband will leave the string, if he would abandon it, she'd be divorced. We only say she's not divorced as long as he holds the string. According to the Bach and the Taz, after he leaves the string, she's still not divorced because at the time that he gave it to her, it wasn't a valid giving. And so what's the reason? My time in the Bina and Krisus Vileka needs to be, in order for it to be a valid divorce, it has to be what's called a Krisus. He needs to be completely separated from her. And so therefore, it needs Krisus Vashas Havdoah. You have to be completely separated. And here they're being held by a string. He basically tried to give her a get with a string attached. And you can't do that. If you're giving a get with a string attached, it's not a valid get. You see from here, and when the husband divorces the wife, he's not supposed to have any strings attached. And that's literal and metaphorical. It has to be a divorce where there's no strings attached.